Proclamation number 6061 air 22nd of September, 1954. Light is where God's Spirit works. Light is everywhere where I can pour out my Spirit, for darkness has broken through there and will never be able to take hold there again. Light is where I myself can instruct people, where my word is respected, where people long for contact with me and listen to my word as spoken to them. Light is where people make it possible for me to radiate my Spirit over them. But the light is also only there, for it cannot be given to you humans other than through my working of the Spirit. And therefore far more darkness is spread across the earth, for my Spirit can only rarely work. Brightest light could be emanated and deepest knowledge could be imparted to people and they would feel at ease in the light of knowledge. But anyone who wants to be knowledgeable seeks to gain it by other means. He believes he can penetrate intellectually into areas which can only be fathomed spiritually. People are mostly unaware of the right path. They know nothing of the fact that I reveal myself through my Spirit. The outpouring of the Spirit is a completely unknown concept to them. All they know about it is the Pentecostal experience of the first disciples, which they regard as unique and don't want to believe that this process can repeat itself again and again and with all people if they can demonstrate the same prerequisites as my first disciples. I am always in closest contact with my living creations but only express myself when they also establish contact with me through loving actions or heartfelt thoughts. To most people I am only a distant God, and they can never be addressed by me myself that they hear my voice, because they don't have the desire to hear me and therefore don't pay attention to what is conveyed to them through their Spirit. The outpouring of the Spirit is the ability to enfold thoughts which, as it were, touch unfamiliar territory, so that the human being's realization is increased. That clarity is gained in him about previously unresolved problems. That he thus receives knowledge which my Spirit imparts to him. The outpouring of the Spirit is a transfer of strength which he did not possess himself and which now comes to him from me. My Spirit will pour out on all flesh. Light and power overflow from me into a person when he opens himself, when he prepares himself to be a vessel worthy of me myself. My light and my strength. Within himself. And people are not informed about this process, nor can they be, because they can only understand it under certain conditions and cannot demonstrate them. For to shape oneself into the vessel of the Divine Spirit means as much as to shape oneself into love, and all people who lack love, who do not fulfill this first and most important commandment, cannot believe that I make myself known either. My Spirit's working means to be in direct contact with me and to hear me. Again. Only Spirit-awakened people can speak about the outpouring of the Spirit. The connection with me must already have been established which allows my Spirit to be effective. And therefore the outpouring of the Spirit cannot be advocated as a doctrine, because there would be no understanding for it as long as the ordering of thoughts through the Spirit has not taken place. But people could believe it and try to shape themselves through loving actions so that my Spirit can pour itself out upon them. Yet even this faith does not exist because people live without any love. Therefore they are spiritually blind, they walk in darkness, and they don't see where a light shines, and if it is brought close to them then they turn away. 9/22, 1954. But they can only be happy when they stand in the light. And even if they do not recognize their darkness as a lack on earth, in the beyond the darkness will torment them unspeakably, and good for those who then strive towards the sparks of light which occasionally flash at them. Good for them, for they can also still reach the light there. Amen.